This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here. This is a pre-recorded day after Thanksgiving while I'm on the couch, passed out from eating too much food yesterday. Hopefully you guys are the same thing. You're with family. You're enjoying yourself. I want to get just right into it. I've recorded a whole bunch of, interviews from years gone by, regulars on the show. I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoyed doing it for you. But here's a guy I have a lot of time for because he's always part of the solution. Corey Duncan joins us. Thought I'd have him on to tell me how he deals with the onslaught of food on Turkey Day. Corey, always fun to have you on with me, my man. How you doing? What is the glutton day, isn't it?
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you. I'd like to wish on behalf of me and Anna and the Duncan family and their whole entire baseball team and football team.
I wish
everyone a happy Thanksgiving, a happy holiday, and be safe out there.
And if you know, I always tease, Corey has a large family, I'll put it that way, and I always tease him about, so tomorrow, if you're in Texas and you're hungry, head over to the Coliseum, because he'll be feeding his family
it's
there.
Not, and, it's an ash, it's not even an Astrodome anymore. If I had to hold out, let's see, Baylor has a big enough stadium there.
There you go, okay. So, you just go there, you'll see his family there, he'll probably let you in and what have you. But poor Anna, I hope she's catering. I hope you're catering for that woman. All right, so listen, I've asked everybody, when I come on the show, I ask them the same thing around Thanksgiving and around Christmas. But at Thanksgiving, is there a tradition that you hold to? Is there a certain food or a dish that it just isn't Thanksgiving without that dish, food, or tradition?
Well, if you're from Texas, you already know you have to have brisket. You got to have steak. So we all know what a turkey is. Well, I used to know what a turkey was when being an old Jackson Heights, New York boy. Well, young man. Let me say young man because I want to say boy because I don't want nobody to get upset.
Oh, here we go. There you go.
Or whatever. Yeah, you know, like I said, but if anything, us black folks, apart Cuban and black folks, we love our fried chicken and stuff. So,
I knew you couldn't get away with that.
Well, see, here's the thing. I want to say this. I want two minutes to say this real quick.
Go ahead.
You know, last week, you two had a problem about, they had cut your signal or whatever because I guess I said something about fried chicken or something like that. So
watermelon.
I want to say to Facebook and YouTube, you can do that all you want. And I know 9 out of 10 it probably wasn't them. It probably was someone else that did that or whatever. Because you know how the things work. Like back in the day when my wife would say something, the pro feminists would call and say, he's talking about us. He's talking about people and slandering them. And they would come after me instead of, they would come after her. So, I already know how that played. But guess what? You know what? Like I told you before, if you switch over to something that they can't do anything about, then you don't have enough to worry about. But if you don't like what I say, guess what? Change the station. That's all you got to do because I'm not going to change my format.
Right.
I'm not going to change my format of who I am. You know, one day I'm going to be able to say how I really feel. I don't give a you know what.
Remember,
like me or not.
Yep.
Right, exactly. I don't care. I don't care.
So
that you don't pay no bills here, and it don't matter and stuff. So, you know, I hate people like that, but it's all good.
But get back to, I want to know, and Brisket is just a Texas thing, but what is Corey Duncan? What is the Duncan family's favorite meal at Thanksgiving?
You mean mine?
Okay, yes.
El Presidente.
You're the chief, so I get it. I got it. Yeah,
Alaskan snow crabs.
Really?
Crab cake.
Wow.
It's nothing like a Maryland crab cake, and it's nothing like a Louisiana Gulf shrimp, and it's nothing like steak from Texas, and it's definitely nothing like Alaskan crab legs from either up there in Rochester or up there in Boston.
Wait, Boston. Here we go. Another one of those guys. All right. I know where you live. You know what I'm saying?
Boston.
And we got a lot of my people around, too, if you know what I mean.
I know. Guess what? If you can't, you know, I tell you, like Apollo told Rocky, if you can't box, you can damn sure cook.
No, I got to tell you something. The Alaskan king crab legs, there's a fellow, and I know you never come into California. You've already told me that. But there's a guy not far from me, about 2 miles, and every other quarter or whatever, he comes here. It's all the crab legs you can eat for $40. I want you to think about
it. Wow.
Right? So you can
go to... I guess I'm about to slide out there. I mean, guess what? If I come out there, you promise that you'll put me on the show.
I would, but not while you're... Yeah. But listen, I'll put you on the show, I'll put you on camera, but you have to have a bib on, and you have to be eating the crab while you're talking.
Well, all I want to say is, it would be my pleasure, Master, to come out there. Master, I love you. I love you. I just don't know what to do for your Master.
Here we go. They're going to kill me. You're going to get me killed one of these days. All right, so listen, we're up against it time-wise. I asked you to call in because I always enjoy your time with me. You know, for the Messina family, to you guys, I hope you guys have a blessed and a great Thanksgiving. Take pictures. Send me pictures. Well, you'll need a wide camera. I realize that, but send me pictures.
Guess what? You're going to need a lot. You'll need a lot of room, but I want to also say, even to the haters and the people that don't like me and the people that do like me or like what I say, I want to wish them a happy Thanksgiving and a holiday on behalf of me, Anna, and the Duncan family.
Well, listen, thanks for calling in. Appreciate your time. Tomorrow, tell Anna, if you're listening, I want to picture him after he feasts, passed out on the couch. I think that'd be a great one to add to my collage. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyhow. All right, Corey. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time, man.
All right, thank you.
Joe Messina, your host on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. We'll be back in a minute.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork work for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Listening to the real side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. Appreciate the time you spent with me, the time you spent on the air, in the chat room. Now, I don't even know if we have a chat room on today. It's a pre-recorded show. I want to be with my family on Thanksgiving. I don't know why you're listening to this show today, other than the fact that you maybe want to be a little informed, which is good. I'm good with that. Really. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the show, on the air, in the chat room, and, you know, have a great day today. Really, enjoy your family. I'm just going to give you some information, share some happy stories with you about Thanksgiving. I remember Thanksgiving as being a day of gouging oneself. There you go, not gouging, gorging oneself. Just a bunch of pigs in my family. I
again, like I said, we are celebrating Thanksgiving today. And if you didn't catch the first part of the show, you may want to go back and grab the podcast, because I did talk very much about the history of Thanksgiving and the truth behind Thanksgiving. But I've asked some of the guests that have been on the show here before to kind of share a Thanksgiving memory or talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and what it means to them. And I've asked David Beagle to be on the line with me. David's a frequent guest of the show and a good guy. I mean, and I mean that sincerely. I'm not just doing that Hollywood thing. I believe David to be a good man and a man who cares about his employees and cares about this country. David, again, thanks for being with me today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe. I appreciate it on this, what I think is a special holiday in this country.
Yeah, I think it is, too. Just tell the listeners, you know, share some things with them about Thanksgiving and some memories you have and, you know, why the day is important. I think it's important no matter what's going on in your life, but share some memories from that day.
Well, you know, Joe, as a kid, I can always remember going over to my mom's house, her mom and dad's house, and all the family being over there and, you know, enjoying Thanksgiving dinner together and the camaraderie and being together as a family. And it was just a special time in that, and especially since on my dad's side of the family, his dad died early and there wasn't much of a family. So on my mom's side, it was a special, very close-knit group. And I can remember us all celebrating in that, and it's just a great time. And today we do the same thing with our family, with our kids and our grandkids and that, and we enjoy it. We look forward to it. We'll have all of them at our house this Thanksgiving Day. But it's a little bit of a bittersweet memory for me from the standpoint that my mom, who was a big guiding part of my life. If you'd have known my mom, Joe, she was about 5'1" and weighed about 100 pounds soaking wet. But she was a true competitor, and she was a very religious woman. She understood the values of this country and what it was all about. And unfortunately, in 1990, on Thanksgiving Day, she passed away of a massive stroke. And like I said, it's kind of made of a bittersweet memory for me. But every Thanksgiving, I get up in the morning and I stop by the church, and then I go and buy flowers, and I go to my mom's grave, and I spend time talking to her, asking her to ask God to look on favor upon our family and this country, and that we miss her, and we wish she could be here today to see her great-grandkids and that. And then I go spend the rest of the day with my kids and my grandkids and in-laws. And so it's a great holiday to commemorate America and who we are and what we're all about. But as I say, it's kind of it's a bit of a time because my mom was truly a special person.
Well, David, think about though. It is still a day of Thanksgiving. Of all the moms you could have had, you know, the wonderful memories you have of your mother, the things she did for you, the way she brought you up to be the man you are today. And I'm not trying to make light of what happened that day, but, you know, you and I both do stories and hear about mothers today that you just shake your head with. What a blessed man you are to have a woman like her in your life.
Oh, I am. And I know that my ability to stand up to the you know, the things that I've had to face, especially in the last several years, as we've talked about on your show, my ability to do that really comes from her. You know, my dad was a great guy, and he was a competitor, and he was a smart businessman. But my mom was the one. I mean, Joe, when she was a girl in grade school and high school, she played sandlot baseball with the guys during the summertime. The only girl to do that. And, you know, this was back in the, you think about that.
It took me a second to laugh. I'm envisioning this little woman, 100 pounds soaking wet out.
And she was just so tenacious. And thank God I had that part of her personality that, and she was, on the other side, she was a very caring and good woman. She got along with everybody. And I inherited those traits from her. And those along with my dad's acumen and business sense and the things that he does made me who I am. And it's just, like I say, it's bittersweet because she's not here to enjoy our grandkids and her great-grandkids today. But I know she's looking down from heaven smiling because she knows she passed on something that, you know, most people can, and I appreciate that, and I thank her for that.
That's a great story, and I want to thank you because of guests like you and other guests that I've had, and it draws listeners to the show. Listeners aren't going to listen to a show that's pretty boring and dull and that kind of thing, and so again, I mean this sincerely, because of guys like you, because of some of the guests I've had on the show to help make the show interesting. So I want to thank you. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving Day and keep up the good work in this country with your employees and with your businesses.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm glad you do things like that. We as a company do things like that also during Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we do it for children's hospitals during the summertime and that. You know, if people caring about other people that make this country great, Joe. And I got to tell you, just one short story real quick. I'm down in Florida on vacation. I happened to play golf with another couple, and this one gal was from Greece, and she's living over here now. And we were talking a little bit about it, living over there versus here, and she says, Dave, everybody wants to come to America. America is a great place. And I just thought that was so tremendous coming up on this Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Shows you what a great country we still are and what people perceive us to be. Dave, again, have a great and safe Thanksgiving Day with your family.
Well, thank you, Joe, and keep up the great work.
David Bego, and we will be back here shortly. We're kind of throwing me off on this pre-recorded stuff, but hey, you're listening to The Real Side. Happy Turkey Day. Turkey Day. We'll be right back.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
The Indians were cool. They were like, all right, cool, white people. And then the pilgrims were like, well, f*** you. And so they killed them. And they destroyed them. And they gave them syphilis and stuff. And I don't know. They just got, like, nasty with the sex and the raping and stuff like that. It's horrible.
Actually, they will rape their woman. They were raping the Indians. And they will see it as like, oh, well, you know, this is our land and stuff like that. So it was just the meaning behind it. It's not something that we celebrate.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
Those, you know, you help them and then they like, exterminated all of them.
Do you know why we celebrate Thanksgiving?
The pilgrims gave the Indians smallpox and their blankets and killed them all off and took their land and their crops.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There's a push online for a third-party presidential ticket.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The Draft Romney-Manchin Committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
Several pro-Palestinian protesters are in custody after trying to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The New York Daily News reports that some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with the words ethnic cleansing, colonialism, and militarism printed on them. They jumped the barricades, and it also appeared they had glued their hands to the pavement. The marching bands and floats had to make their way around them as police moved in to make arrests. Skip Kelly, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want to know what your Turkey Day traditions. Look, if you want to tell me something you really hated on Turkey Day, that's fine, too. But I really want to know what your Turkey Day, the great stuff you did, the great stuff you remember, and what is there about your Thanksgiving? What if this was missing? It wouldn't be Turkey Day. Dave from California. Dave, thanks for calling. What makes your Turkey Day?
What makes my Turkey Day is just all the food. I love the food. But, I mean, there's a whole lot more. There's a whole lot more to Thanksgiving than just that. You know, we have a lot to be grateful for, a lot to be thankful for, especially living here in America, that we need to celebrate every day. But, I mean, for Thanksgiving, for me, it's I get a little bit of both worlds, of the large family when I go up north to see my family, and then also then when I stay at home with my wife's family, it's just the four of us. So, you know, I get the big rambunctious family where you have people arguing about politics and people getting mad at each other and people loving each other and getting drunk and apologizing to each other. And then we have this, like, the nice small family, atmosphere when I'm down at home with my in-laws. But I mean, there's just, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. You know, I get to see a lot of my family that I don't get to see the rest of the year since they all live in Northern California and I live in Southern California. So that's where I'm at right now, is up in Northern California, enjoying it up here. It's nice and cold, raining, a little bit of snow. But I get to see that too. We don't get that in Southern California, snow. I mean, in certain parts, but not where I live.
No.
So it's nice to just get those different experiences and just be grateful for all the things that California has to offer besides the bad parts of the Gavin Newsom and the legislators and everything else.
So I got to ask you for the political part of the day. I mean, is everybody pretty much on the same page? And you don't have to get specific because I don't want this to turn into a big political mess. But is everybody on the same page politically in your family?
No, not at all. My dad, me and my dad, we're kind of the great mediators. We're the Trump supporting conservatives, and we're the ones that are the most rational, the most sane of the bunch.
Wow.
Because everyone else tries to get into arguments, and even there's some other conservatives and some other Republicans in our family, and they get into these shouting matches after a few drinks, and me and my dad, we just know that as long as you're stating facts, they have nothing to come back at. So that's right. What we always do. We sit there and then we go, well, what do you think about, like, well, if this happened, then what about this? Or we just go into specific facts and what they're discussing, and then that usually calms it down. Then everyone has a drink, and then they hug and make up, and everyone's friends again. And then we all eat. Yeah, exactly. Maybe if you drink enough, you'll pass out and stop arguing with each other.
That's it. It's kind of like family should be able to really talk just about anything, and it'd be okay. And I think that we've kind of lost that, not just with family. We've lost that all the way around. Well, listen, Dave, you have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy family. When they start picking on Trump, you just use the old line, what about those Mets? You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's plenty of ways to calm it down. So.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on, Joe. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's the other part of the day, too, that's going to be a problem for a lot of us. But not me. Because I just say what I want to say, right? That's why we have it at my house. That way, if you come here and you don't like the conversation, there's two doors and seven windows. Just choose one. But I mean, seriously, when you think about it, and you're trying to talk through, what do they say? The two things you can't talk about, which is really bad. You should be able to talk about both. Right? We talk about religion and politics. We should be able to talk about both of those. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know some of you are picking up your kids, you're at the airport, you're waiting in line, you're doing whatever. I mean, seriously, I know there's a lot going on. But I really, really, really would love to know, what is it that makes it Thanksgiving for you? Right? What is it that makes it, I don't know, special? And he's right. David from California said, it's not just about the food. It is one of the days that family gets together. The family gets to talk. The family gets to deal with things. Because it doesn't always work out that way now, does it? It's not always that easy to pull off. Let's see if I can. I had this one clip up. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm going to try it. But I had this one clip up that... were kids on college campus talking about Turkey Day. But man, are they confused. I mean, seriously, let's see if I can play this puppy. That would be really cool. But it comes from Campus Reform. I hope we all love Campus Reform. They do a great job out there on college campuses. We used to do college campus crazies with them, if you recall. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved in the conversation, if you want to hear what's going on, whatever, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, and you can listen to this.
All right, so there have been a lot of talks in recent years about redefining how we celebrate Thanksgiving. Although it is a celebration of the natives and the pilgrims coming together, a lot of people feel that because we don't really examine what happened after, which is the fact that the natives were wiped out, they're saying, look, really what Thanksgiving is the celebration of the beginning of cultural genocide. So in your opinion, do you think Thanksgiving Day is a celebration of the beginning of that genocide?
Objectively, yeah. As a country, we should definitely examine, like... the genocide of Native people.
I honestly kind of believe that Thanksgiving as a holiday is kind of unnecessary in general. I think Thanksgiving should even possibly be changed to an Indigenous People's Day to celebrate those cultures and everything rather than to celebrate what happened.
It may have. Now, here's the problem with this. The confusion, if you would. Think about Thanksgiving as a whole. Really, what is it? It is not a celebration. I know we keep saying it is. But it technically is not a celebration of the first Thanksgiving. We've depicted it that way. Looks great in paintings, looks great in history books. But truly, if you go back in history and you look at what it was all about, it is a day of thanks to the Almighty. And it is not necessarily a representation of the first Thanksgiving. right? Our founding fathers, presidents, and even governors as the years have gone on have issued proclamations on the day. And not once in those proclamations does it say we're celebrating the day when the Native American and the pilgrims or whoever got together and sat down and broke bread together. No, it's not what they say at all. It's about giving thanks to God for the bounty, for the state, for the country, for the area that He gave us. That, you know, I mean, think about where you live. That's what it's thanks for.
Have roots in the genocide of the American Native American population. It does strike me a wrong way in that, like, it does celebrate something that I think we should be pretty ashamed of.
Yeah.
Yeah. What genocide is he talking about? Columbus came here to kill millions and millions and millions of Native Americans. Is that what happened? I missed that part of history. Not only that, even when I start looking for it later on in life, I still can't find it.
Yeah, you should be thankful for the things you have, but also, like, aware that, you, like, how, like the privilege that you have and how you got it and, like, the wrongs that were taken to get there.
I think it's kind of like a BS holiday. Yeah. Like it is...
Right, the white privilege that I have to get what I got. Right, okay.
It's just there for people. It's like a placeholder holiday. Like,
yes, it's a great excuse to have family and friends come together, that it has, like, a troubled beginning, and, like, we should pay respects to, like, those who might view this holiday as a sad time.
Do you think Thanksgiving Day is a celebration of that genocide?
No, I think it's about, like, being with your family.
I think your privilege is showing.
I love when they do that to people. Who really just see the how asinine it is. I mean, here's a girl on college campus. She's got, you know, half pink hair, half blonde hair. And she's obviously not naturally pink, not naturally blonde. Okay? And she's taken off guard by this.
Well, I'm also, like, not in the 1600s anymore.
Don't you think it's a little bit part of, you know, our privilege that we do ignore or do not talk and teach about that?
No, yeah, definitely. And it definitely...
No, yeah, definitely. Most definite maybe I've ever heard in my life. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
With us, for listening, for being online, on the air, and however it is you get in the show tonight, how many of you will actually look at your plate and put just the right amount of food on there to make you happy? Or will you do what the rest of us do? Trying to see how much of Mount Everest you can recreate in your plate. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Helen, thanks for calling. I appreciate it so much.
Sure.
Hey, so what's your memory, or what is it for you that Thanksgiving really wouldn't be Thanksgiving without this particular plate or this family member around, these family members, traditions?
Right. Well, you may be surprised, but the cranberry sauce or jelly in the can.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
I know. It sounds crazy. No, really. We always had it as a little girl growing up. We always had it in the can. And I remember one year, as we got older, one of my sisters had Thanksgiving, and she had made the cranberry sauce from scratch. And I thought, wait a minute, that's not how Mom did it. And it is just not the same. And, you know, I actually like the kind in the can better, but maybe I need to elevate my taste palette. But I just, that's, in those little rolls that you buy, they only come out about the holiday time, the heat and stir rolls.
Yep.
Those two, I mean, if I have like a croissant or some fancy roll, it's just not the same. So I guess it would be the cranberry sauce and then
I can't let that go though. You know, I can't let that go. I gotta go back to that. So are you talking about the one that looks like a clear kind of red monster in a can? It's just a total, yes. Right?
I mean, you know, the kind that wiggles when you put it out of it.
Like, they should put that on the shelf with Spam and other stuff that you really don't know what it is, but everybody seems to like it. Wow, that's so cool.
Right.
That's hilarious.
No, I actually like it, though. Spam, no. Spam, not so much.
Okay, all right. And all right, so now let me reach deep for a second and say, what's your favorite memory about Thanksgiving? Pick one.
You know, it's funny because it's been a while, but, you know, when you have relatives pass on, and yep. But I think, you know, when you have family get-togethers, people do, you know, argue, and you have that going on, but there's something about the dynamics of that, though, because you can always count on, like, my grandmother was always, you know, oh, you didn't look at me right, or you didn't stand up when I walked in the room, you know, she was always, you know, on edge about something, and that was just part of the, I don't know, the nuances of Thanksgiving, and of course, someone would be playing the piano. We were kind of a loud family growing up, and I think I miss that. It's just, you know, you put that all together, and it just makes that tradition a memory for you. You know, whether good, bad, or whatever, it's still something that you cherish. You know,
well,
as you get older. Because,
Yeah. No, I come from a large Italian family. There was no such thing as a quiet time at the table. It just didn't happen. You know what I mean? Well, Helen, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling. I really do appreciate your time and you sharing some of those memories.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right, let's go to BJ from California as well. BJ, what food or tradition, what is it that would make Thanksgiving not Thanksgiving anymore if it wasn't at your table?
Pecan pie.
What's that?
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie, okay. Wait a minute.
And vanilla
ice. Not that stuff that you buy at the local grocery store with the fake gelatin in there, right?
No. Homemade pecan pie. And by the way, I'm with Helen. I like the red jelly coming out.
Oh, come on. What is it with you people? Are you serious?
But my wife makes homemade cranberry jelly, and it is scrumptious.
Yeah, I don't doubt.
But you know what? One of my favorite things, Joe, is the smell. Grandma's house on Thanksgiving. Oh, the smells were amazing. You know, you could smell the turkey, you could smell the dressing, you could even smell the gravy, potatoes, and
corn. You're so right. I mean, we miss those things because so many people now, you know, you order the whole meal from the local supermarket or what have you. They either deliver it or you pick it up. And that smell just isn't in the kitchen anymore of all that stuff going on. And the mess isn't there afterward either, but other than that.
By the way, my grandmother used to make this rhubarb jelly. Jello? She would make, it was like a dessert with walnuts on the top and sour cream. Man, that was really good. And then the whole family, what we looked forward to at the end, after everybody was done, and it's almost nap time, Steve's candy would come out.
You're killing me, man. Everybody's passed out on the couch, and then I used to go shake the couch the next day and pick up a few bucks, you know what I'm saying? From everybody.
Missy's candy would jolt them back to life.
There you go, right? Yeah.
We'd also play football.
Yeah, right. Okay, let me see you go play football after that meal. I want to watch that happen.
But, you know, by the way, I had to, as the kids, the young men of the family had to go last because there'd be nothing left for everybody else.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the kids' table. Right?
That's right. There's the kids' table. And you, honestly, as teenagers, we could not go first. We had to eat last because we would just clean the whole thing out. And then we literally would all go play football down at the school.
Wow.
It was fun.
No. We would watch the Army movies or the rest of the Thanksgiving Day parade and then go pass out on the couch. There was no football for us. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
Yeah.
BJ, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate your time and sharing your tradition. All right.
Take care.
Yep. You know, and every I don't care who you are. Everybody has a tradition. Everybody has something at the table. I mean, for me, it's really weird because I always like the 12 or 13 conversations that were going on. That's what I always enjoyed. Because you could jump in anywhere. I remember Tammy, when we first got together, and we went to probably the first big event at the family. And she just wasn't used to it. I mean, again, I wasn't joking. Large Italian family. There were a bunch of conversations. And everybody was involved in a part of one of the conversations. And that's, you know, that. And Ed, I'm going back a little while, before computers were a big deal. And we were talking politics. And we were talking, you know, of sport. Oh, not me. I'm not a big sports guy. But they were arguing about sports at the table. They were talking politics. Nobody hated each other. You know, and there were some pretty diverse thoughts on politics and what how much the government should be involved or shouldn't be involved. And I grew up in a family that was very Democrats. They were hardcore Democrats. But I'll tell you what, and I'm not going to go deep into it, but they weren't the Democrats of today. That's for sure. I'm telling you. You can believe what you want, but they weren't the Democrats of today. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Back to, I mean, this is just amazing to me. On the college campus, they're trying to figure out, well, you know, should we celebrate Thanksgiving? Shouldn't we celebrate Thanksgiving? It's just craziness. Here, take a listen.
Anymore.
Don't you think it's a little bit part of, you know, our privilege that we do ignore or do not talk and teach about that?
No, yeah, definitely. And it definitely kind of, like, is part of our privilege. Me, like, personally being white, you know, I don't necessarily have to deal with that all the time. For other people, like indigenous people, it's definitely, like, kind of like a harmful time and period and holiday that people celebrate.
Right. 100%. That is very much our privilege. So when I was in school, like a little kid, I don't know if you did the same thing, but we sort of dressed up as natives and pilgrims, like in the week of Thanksgiving to celebrate that, and a lot of people today are saying again, maybe.
No. We dressed up as Indians and pilgrims. Look, you can't erase history. You can't change. You can't erase history. It is what it is. I personally don't believe. If you're Native American, you want to call in 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. If you want to call in and let me know how wrong I am, that's fine. I'm willing to have the conversation with you. But it was never meant as a derogatory term. It was never meant in a demeaning way. And I grew up in Massachusetts. I mean, there are Indian tribe names that you can't say. And not that you can't say it because you can take it off the air. I'm saying you can't say them. They're impossible to pronounce. But they were never meant to put them down.
Maybe it's a little bit offensive to be eating up. Do you think maybe dressing up in costumes like that, young children, do you think that's offensive and we should change some of that too?
Yeah, I think it's unnecessary.
Yeah, we would always we would dress up as like Native Americans.
What's unnecessary about it? It's period dressing. If you're living out what you believe to be the first Thanksgiving, if you're living out what you, or having a play around or drama, whatever you want to call it, around what you perceive was the first meeting, why not? Boy, we are raising a group of people that won't even be able to deal with hangnails anymore.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?